8 minutes to eight. Adam's here with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. House prices rose by 8.7% in the year to December, according to figures published by the Central Statistics Office yesterday. That's an easing on the rate of price inflation seen in most of the second half of last year, but it still means the rate of inflation was almost double what was seen in 2023. At the same time, there's talk of rule changes to help boost housing options and ease price pressures. To take a closer look at this, we're joined on the line now by Dermot O'Leary, Chief Economist with Goodbody. Dermot, that rate of price inflation last year, nearly double what we saw in 2023. Can would-be buyers, though, take any bit of hope from the fact that the rate of increase eased somewhat in December?
I think somewhat. I think we're seeing an easing from double-digit rates down to, as you say, close to 9% across the country. The one notable aspect of that, which is worth calling out, is the fact that new home price inflation eased to a three-year low in the final quarter of last year. And I think the main reason for that is that we've seen cost growth in the sector, which was exceptionally high in 2021 and 2022 and then passed on to the end buyer, has eased significantly, only at 1% in the final quarter of last year as well. So I think that's something to take some heart from.
It probably isn't a huge boost to construction, though. We just heard shortly, recently from the Construction Industry Federation talking about doubts in the industry of an increase in housing completions this year. They talk about the need for more funding of various schemes, more investment in infrastructure. Do you think that they're the blockages to increase the amount of development, or are there other issues at play?
There's plenty of issues. I sat on the Housing Commission for a number of years, and we went through line by line the amount of issues. But if I was to point out two, though, Adam, I'd say land and finance. And we have a situation where land availability is an issue for scaling up of the construction industry and building homes. And then secondly, the availability of finance. There's been a lot of talk, of course, about how to get to 20 billion plus in terms of funding into the sector over the next number of years to meet those targets. They're the two areas that I'd highlight should be the focus, certainly over the next number of months.
We are seeing interest rates falling, though. Will that help in terms of bringing some more money into the system?
I think that helps. I think if you think about the role that interest rates play in this, one is in relation to mortgage holders. I think that will help, and I think we're going to see further reductions in ECB interest rates over the coming months. But secondly, the investment market. So at the end of the last decade, into the start of this, we did see an increase in construction of apartments, particularly because of the private rental sector. And the private rental sector has been really off the pitch for the last number of years, replaced somewhat by government. So lower interest rates, along with changes to policy, I think will help bring those investors back into the space and help to increase supply.
In terms of changes to policy, is that the rent pressure zones and the suggestion that they will go, or ultimately is it down to the interest rate and how much profit they can make from the funding they put into these developments?
Well, I think the debate in the public discourse has been a bit too simplistic over certainly the last number of weeks since the Taoiseach pointed this out. I think interest rates are a part of the story. I do think strict rent controls are part of the story as well. The international evidence on this is fairly clear that strict rent controls constrict supply, restrict mobility. And really you have an insider-outsider issue whereby those in the rental sector are protected, which I agree with. But I think ending the rent controls when the tenancy ends is probably the best way to go and will help, as I said, in terms of bringing that investment into the space.
Very, very briefly, yesterday we heard about the government looking at a number of potential rule changes, including allowing the building of cabins and modular homes without planning permission. Do you see that moving the needle on house prices?
I don't think it will, and I don't think it's proposed that it will in either case. I think this will help solve, Adam, a particular situation. I think that the term that's being used is intergenerational. We do have situations where, you know, sometimes older people have to be close to their family. So it's about solving that particular issue, I believe, in my knowledge of it. So it's in the category of easing of planning regulations. Mm-hmm. And I think easing in planning regulations, making it easier, generally will free up supply. But this stuff is at the margin for me.
Dermot O'Leary, Chief Economist with Goodbody. Thank you for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.